זוהר עם בלק סייס דוד רבי שולמה יוחאי וייס אגזיס. It says that before Mashiach will come will be a shul in the south. That over there they're going to kill 5 holy people, and 32 days later Mashiach will come.
India.
India's in the south. India's in the south. It says south. Doesn't say south of the world. It says no south of the world. South of the world.
הודו? איפה?
הודו מה שקרה בהודו, מה שרצחו שם את האנשים בהודו? כן. אז כתוב בזוהר שלפני שבוע המשיח יהרסו בית הכנסת אחד בדרום, יהרגו שם 5 צדיקים, ו-32 יום אחרי זה נבוא המשיח.
32 יום אחרי?
כן, זה תעודת חנוכה.
זה בכלל
זה בורגר רפי. מה?
זה כאן? זה כאן? Jews in India,
right.
And the whole world will talk about it
then the Mashiach. That's right. He said it in 1982. They had a tape of it. He was a holy man. Did I tell you about Eisenhower here? No? This guy, this Kozum Rebbe, he was in concentration camp. I don't remember which one. In concentration camp. He was one Kozum Rebbe, Kozum. One of the biggest in Europe. One of the biggest. So the American went in, happened to be that Eisenhower, he was the chief of staff at the time.
Yeah.
He went inside the camp, so they brought him to Klosenburg Rebbe. So Klosenburg asked, so he asked Klosenburg Rebbe, I heard about you, you're a very big man, maybe I can do something for you. He said, yeah, happened, something you can do for me. He says, in a week in Sukkot, nobody has lulav etrog in the concentration camp. Lulav etrog. Can you get us? There was a week or a few days. So Eisenhower sent the airplane immediately to Italy, and it filled up the airplane with Lulavim and Rogim. They got into the concentration camp. It's written in the book, the story. So the Lulavim came, Eisenhower came back with the Lulavim. He told the Rebbe, here the Lulavim. So the Rebbe said, you're going to be the President of the United States. He told him those words, yet you're going to be the President of the United States. He became the president. The Rebbe used to live here in Union City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Sent a messenger to the Rebbe, Oval Office, immediately. As appreciation, what he told him 30 years before. But you know, the Rebbe was very humble, so he didn't go. He had a tremendous nebuah, this guy. He used to say those words, and it's printed and it's on the tape. He says, somebody is sick, he said like this. It doesn't matter any sickness. If before you go to the doctor, you come to me, you're going to be healed. After you go to the doctor, you come to me, I only can pray for you. That's how big it was.
That's
why I woke up. Yeah, I woke up. Everybody was
alive?
When he was alive? Yeah, he just died a few years ago. Just died now, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So he made a speech, 1982, it's on the tape. And the cassette says what he said. The cassette says it's going to be one day, you're going to kill a Jew in India, and the whole world will talk about it, then Mashiach will come. So it doesn't matter how much the shul cost over here, it means nothing. So yeah. Zohar doesn't say why. Zohar doesn't say why. Yeah.
Tell him not to pay the
toast. Right. Well, what do I say? No, exactly. With your permission. No.
Okay.
וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אבי בארץ כנען. בסדר, יש בדיוק במישהו, זה chapter 37, sentence 1. As introduction, the Torah wants to teach you and tell you that Yaakov dwells in the land that his father dwells. By the way, it's also Eretz Knan, of course it means Eretz Israel. So of course this sentence is the Torah maybe could have omitted it very easy because that's in Parashah, it says, when Yaakov came back to Eretz Israel, he went to Hebron to his father. And of course, we all do know that Yitzchak died already. So the Midrash says Yitzchak lives by himself. And the minute that Yaakov came, he did not let go of his father for a second, since he felt that he did wrong, that he was away for 22 years, and now he wants to be with his father the whole time. Again, but this is already less like parasha. The Torah does not have to tell you, listen, Yaakov dwells in the same place that his father dwells. So what are you trying to tell me? I know it. His father lives in Hebron, and Yaakov lives in Hebron, and we know it. Rashi says, oh, again, it's not Rashi, the Midrash says, I'm going to tell you something. I say you should know that Lessig Parasha, the last chapter, talks about Esav and his descendants. His children, his grandchildren, all those Mamzerim. And by the Torah, finish it quickly in one chapter. Now, for the next three Parashiyot, four Parashiyot, we'll talk about Yaakov and his descendants. He said, I want to tell you a story, this is something, an example, a mashal, that somebody lost a diamond, a very, very expensive diamond in the sand, and then he brings a sifter, and he's looking for the diamond, because the diamond is very small, and he gets a sifter, and he starts sifting the sand. So after he sifts the sand, of course he takes the sand and throws it someplace else, because he doesn't want again the sand to go back on the same place, and he'll never find the diamond. And eventually, when he finds the diamond, he picks up the diamond. So the man says, that's the same thing. So what's the same thing? The Lessig Parasha, this is the sand. This is Esav and his children and his grandchildren. Yaakov is the diamond. So what it means is like this. Last week, we just had one chapter in the Torah that talks about Esav and his children. But now, we're going to talk about this diamond, the precious stone, the diamond. This is Yaakov, after so-called, we threw the sand away. I said, what does it mean exactly? I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to, so-called, to give us a report why he only wrote about Esav one chapter and about Yaakov and his children is going to be four parashiyot. He doesn't owe to Esav anything. And really, from his point of view, we don't say anything about Esav. So I'm trying to tell me that Yosef is like a diamond and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching you. I said, besides, I want to tell you something, like the Gemara says, the Rashi brings it again. He says, listen, the same story did happen in the past, in Sefer Bereshit, in Parashat Bereshit, and then in Parashat Noach, it means the 10 generations from Adam to Noach, the Torah goes quickly through these generations, and then when Noach comes, the Torah talks about Noach longer, and then from Noach to Abraham, also 10 generations, 1 to 3, the Torah finished it. And then when it talks about Abraham, the Torah talks about Abraham in a longer way. Again, it's the same idea that Abraham and Noah so-called are the diamonds, and the rest of the population at that time, I know it's not exactly 100% the way it is, if it's Shelach was a Tariq, Hamach was a Tariq, but that's the so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants to give an excuse. He says, how come you talk about Noah so much, about Abraham so much, about Yaakov so much? So of course, what's the question? You want to talk about El Capone? I said, the generation is not good, why should Hashem speak about them? It's not like it's a history book, you don't have to know all this nonsense what the people did. Hashem wants to talk about important things that Hashem thinks it's important. So the people does not need an excuse to tell you, listen, I didn't talk enough about that person. So you don't have to talk about him. You don't have to talk about him. Hashem wants to talk about Abraham. He wants to talk about Noah, about Yaakov, because the holy people, and Hashem wants to talk about it. You don't have to tell me a story, and listen, it's like a sand, and it's a diamond, got lost in the sand, somebody's looking for the diamond, nobody's looking for any diamond. It's not, those people are nobodies. They don't talk about them. So go to Yaakov Yosef. So the way the Gemara says, the way the Midrash says, it means like this. If somebody's going to ask you, says, can you tell me something about Yaakov? It says, yeah, Yaakov had a son, Yosef. He says, well, Yaakov has 12 children. No. Yosef is the most important one. He says, why is he the most important one? Because Yosef comes from Rachel, and Yaakov loved Rachel so much. No, I don't know why he shouldn't, but, you know, he loved Rachel. So therefore, Yosef is the one that's called his son. Since Yaakov worked for Rachel first, and he wanted Rachel so much, and he loved Rachel so much, he didn't like any other wife the way he loved Rachel, so what? So that's a reason to say that Yosef is the only one that the son of Yaakov Avinu. So he loved his mother. By the way, Rachel had another son, his name is Binyamin. Besides, he not a lot of differentiate between children. Yaakov Baruch Hashem and Leah as well, and Leah gave him 6 children, and they're part of the Shvatim, and you come and you make a conclusion, by the way, Mashiach comes from Yehuda, Issachar was the chief rabbi. So it's not that the other 6 ones was the black sheep of the family. And Baruch Hashem, all the Shvatim, Kulam Tzadikim, and said, okay, maybe Yosef is a bigger Tzadik, maybe Yosef, Yaakov loves him more. But you can, you come to take out the passport and ask in the passport office, hey sir, how many children is it? I got one. His name is Joe. Joe. Ahabahaba, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Binyamin. No. What do you mean now? Not because I love the mother of Yosef. Doesn't make sense. Besides, I say that's the biggest embarrassment. If the Torah will try to teach you and talk about Yaakov, and the Torah says, you know, Yaakov goes over there and he sees Rachel, and he says, she's very beautiful, the Torah says, Rachel is beautiful, and he wants to marry her. The man is 77 years old, with all the respect, you know, you can talk about teenager, you know, I married my wife, she was beautiful, she was a star, she was Miss Teenage, Miss Englewood, so a kid talks like this. But you know, because you know, he's a kid, she's a kid, you know, they get married, they think, you know, he's handsome, she's pretty, they got married. But when the person gets older, they're stupid. I mean, my wife is stupid. I married my wife because she's pretty. It's the biggest embarrassment. I'm not talking about Yaakov. Chashalom, she's talking about the Shvatim, about Yaakov Avinu. This is the more we talk, we make him smaller. I don't understand his face is in Kisei HaKavod. And Yaakov Avinu, this is all of his friends stems from Yaakov. Abraham was saved from the fire because of Yaakov. Yaakov is the biggest. Forget about it. Let's assume Yaakov is a regular person. He's 77 years old. So he comes to the well, he sees a girl 15 years old, he says, I love you, I want to marry you. It's not even nonsense. It's pity. It's pity on us. And you know, this is Yaakov Avinu. Doesn't even make sense. The Torah, again, if somebody would write the Torah, not the Kadosh Baruch Hu, would be embarrassment to write such a story. So here now, the Torah says this, I won't tell you, that Yaakov had one son, is Yosef. It says, why? Because Yaakov loved Rachel so much. It's shame on you. משנה בן 17 שנה ותחב בצור מונד נבי עליו נזיפן ישי אביב סוכם זה תורה לתורה סז לונה סוכם זה גמר אין סז עושה מעשה נערות סז גמר את יוסף stands in front of the mirror and fixes his hair was no barbershop those days maybe there was maybe he likes to he knows better than them but the גמר said best explanation of this והוא נער. This man is 17 years old. By the way, the Gemara says that Yaakov was the one that was learning with Yosef the whole time. So all the secrets that Yaakov learned in the Yeshivot Shema Ever, you have to understand Yaakov right now is over 100 years old. I said Yaakov is an elderly person, is an older man. He teaches Yosef everything. Comes to Torah and says, I want to tell you something about Yosef. Yosef stands up in front of the mirror, he fixes hair. Memashmish meinav. I don't know what it means, either he puts something with gel or something on his eyes, or you know, he's fixing his lashes, eyebrows, I don't know exactly. But that's what that word, who now, means that that's what Yosef was saying, ma'aseh na'arut. It means Yosef is doing things what a little boy does. So what do? Stands in front of the mirror, fixing his hair, fixing his eyes, and he bought himself shoes with high heels. That's what the Gemara says. High heels shoes. Not like a lady, you know. These chemdankish, you know, the going Manhattan, you know, the bank on the street, you know, with the heels. לא, לא דווקא פעמים, כאלה נעליים, אלה עקבים כאלה, לא עקבים כאלה, אבל כאלה, לא. מה זה בתולה? He wants to be taller. It means, I don't know, we don't know his size, we don't know his height. It happened all right, תגיד. Platform shoes. He wants his head, you know, he wants to be taller. כן, כמו שקובעים, זה הקאבוי, זה. Yeah, like boots, yeah. I said, what's the matter with this kid? What's the matter with him? Then with Yaakov Chavruta, I know, he's 17 years old, he stands one of the mirror, takes his hair. What's wrong with this? Why does the Torah have to say that? It's not which he needed right now. He needs maybe later for something. But right now, what does the Torah have to say that? For what does he say that? Who cares? So, again, so let's assume he did. So what's the big deal? So, oh, it's a sin. It says Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to stand in front of the mirror. There's no Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Ari said, better don't look in the mirror so much. But again, no Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to comb your hair, and you're not allowed to have high heel shoes, and you're not allowed to fix your eyes, your eyebrows, or other eyelashes. No such thing. So he likes it. Okay, so big deal. So, what are you trying to tell me? Either way, it's important, or the guy, maybe, I don't know, it's a kid, I don't know. You don't need this information. What do you need this information for? Yosef went to his father and said, I want to tell you something about the six brothers that I have, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, I want to tell you about. So what do you want to tell me about them? I want to tell you that when I saw them, they slaughtered an animal. And after they slaughtered the animal, they cut a piece of the animal while the animal is not dead completely. That scene is called Eber Minochai. This is one of the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach. This was the extra mitzvah Hashem gave Noach. Since Hashem gave Noach permission to eat animals, before Noach, no one is allowed to eat any meat. He says, Noach, you're the first one, but Hashem told him, listen, you have one mitzvah. It's called, do not cut a piece from the animal before the animal is completely dead. Yosef comes to his father and says, you want to know something, Papa? I saw him doing it. Chachamim came back and forth and tried to tell you what he saw. But. Mechila, I tell you this. You can quote me. My time in Uziya says what they used to do is they used to do like this. They used to go to the animal. It was a sheep. They slaughtered the sheep. Cut the ear of the sheep and the tail and make barbecue from it. Without mustard and sauerkraut. So if Rahamim tried to tell you this is a special animal, again, Amitav Nizriel is Tana. It's a do for me also. It's a custom over here. Somebody comes to it. So they cut the ear and the tail. Again, it's a sheep. And Yosef saw they cut the ear and the tail before the animal was dead, made barbecue from it. So he goes to his father and says, I saw the brothers. Of course, the explanation means that, you know, because his father says they don't behave, let's put it this way. They off the right path. They want to go to public school. They don't belong in yeshiva. They said they do a major sin. Okay. So first of all, I would like to know why he doesn't tell it to the brothers. Again, there's no information. Then come to your brothers and says, hey, excuse me, I know you're 25, I know you're 24, I know you're 23, I know you're 20, I'm 17. I learned with my father. Do you know it as well better than me? They're not supposed to. I saw the sheep is not dead. You cut his ear off. I said, why don't you go tell them? Why didn't you tell them? The second thing he told his father, you should know also, what they do is, when they refer to four of the brothers that were born to Bila and Zilpah, they call him Mr. Slave God, Mr. Slave Asher, Mr. Slave Dan, Mr. Slave Binyamin. Okay, again, the same question, why don't you go tell your brothers? And, okay, I mean, it's not nice, but what is the problem of this thing? What do you want yourself from your father? What do you want? You want your father to go call them? But tell them exactly. So you're trying just to tell your father bad things about them. The third thing he says, when with no talents, what it means like this, they go shopping. And they look at the girls, the sales girls over there, the Macy's, the Androm, I don't know what's wrong. No, what's the name of here? Sandrom, what do you call it? No, he never went to Century. Nordstrom they went. Yeah, the fancy, Nordstrom, yeah. Yeah, Texas Avenue, Bloomberry, Barrington, what do you call it there? In the Marcos, yeah, you know the name of this. Life. So Yosef goes to his father and says, I saw them over there in the market, in the mall, walking around the mall, and they looked at the girls. I said, okay, what thing is this? Comes the Gemara and says, listen, it's all true what you said, according to most of the Chachamim, but when you said it, it was Lashon Hara, you're going to get punished. What are you going to do? I said, I'll tell you. This is the first thing that you said, that you saw the brothers, they eat, they cut a piece of the animal before the animal is dead. Eventually, when you're going to get sold, they're going to take a goat, they're going to slaughter it, and they're not going to eat the ear and the tail. So what does it mean? There's a punishment for him because they slaughtered the mitzvah every time. Maybe this time they didn't. Maybe the goat, they don't do it. Maybe they don't do the sheep. Then the Gemara says, the second thing that you said, that the brothers call the other brothers' names as a slave, you're going to be a slave. So what does that mean? Because I told my father that my brothers don't behave. And they call the little brothers or the brothers that were born to the Bila and Zilpa, they call him mate. So therefore, I will be a slave. Why? And the third thing, so that he said that the brothers, they go to the mall and they look at the sales girls, they said it can happen to you, a test with a married lady, they should put it out later. I said, why? Why? I didn't say any bad things. I said the right thing, they should not go to the mall. The mall is like Dora Mabul. You're not supposed to go to the mall. Don't send your child over there, don't go yourself. The girls forget to put the clothing before they go to the mall. So, don't go to the mall. So, therefore, I'm going to have this test with the married lady. The Israelites and the three give permission. I already said, come and ask him to come to the mall. And Yosef. Because Yosef was born when Yaakov was old. All Chachamim asked him, Binyamin is younger than him. It's not a sufficient answer. So I'm sorry, I don't understand what you were trying to say. Therefore,
why would he love him more?
No, because Sokol is the youngest. Sokol is the youngest. But the Rosh Hashanah is not the youngest. Miami is the youngest. So Unkel Rashi says that he's very smart. Yosef is smart, and therefore he learns with him. He teaches him, and he looks like him. It's not sufficient to love somebody, and it's forbidden. It's just forbidden. You cannot do such a thing. You cannot differentiate between children and say, I love this one, he's the smartest. This my son is a genius, I love him. The other one, he's not the, valentaria, what do you call him? You know? What do you call him school? Valentaria? Valedictoria, yeah, valedictoria.
Yosef
and Rachel in the morning, right? And after that,
the
week is
the real thing. Why
is Yaakov
and
Rachel
so...
Well, you want to go home now? Why are you trying to go? Well, that's supposed to say
that's
5 to 10.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's only like it is, it's Mugdam. Vayiru echav ki oto sentence 4, Vayiru echav ki oto av yisra avim mikol echad, Vayiru esnu oto yiru lechud avro l'shalom. So here comes the Torah and says something that's unbelievable, it's hard to believe and understand that the brothers, they see that Yaakov loves Yosef, they hate him. Why to hate you? So it is Yosef with Yaakov. That's to do with me. Maybe it's not comfortable, maybe it's a little jealousy. It's normal. Jealousy is normal. Again, you're talking about, like Mr. Albert said, elderly people, older people. I mean, a woman is 25. You know, we're not talking about literally, it's not a kindergarten. So Yosef comes, you know, and he knows that the father loves him, he made him a special garment. Doesn't matter what's the reason. You know, he has a VP. That says Yaakov loves him more. So that's the reason to hate him. Well, that's to hate him. So Rabbim say, well, it means that because of the Lashon Hara. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't say they hate him because of the Lashon Hara. They found out that Yosef told the father or not. There's no information right there in the Torah. The Torah says, they see that his father loves him. Okay. So that's a good excuse to hate someone. You can say, well, you know, I'm a little jealous of you. How come my father loves you more than he loves me? Of course, the Gemara says a big complaint about Yaakov. The Gemara says Yaakov is totally wrong. By making Ram into Yosef, it says that caused the whole hatred over here. But again, it's not the Lashon Hara, the Gemara says. It's the hatred that Yaakov loves him more. And, first of all, the question is, what is really Yaakov? Well, that he doesn't know it. He never went to school, he took this course about, you know, how to educate children and how to spread your love around the whole family, that you cannot love one more than the other. You cannot go buy Yosef a suit at, what do you call it, Nordstrom. Nordstrom. And the other boys in the flea market. You can't do this. You can't do that. Yaakov knows it. Yaakov is not stupid. And if you did it, there's a reason, okay? So, but you don't like it, okay? You don't like it, you know, you're 25 years old, you go to Yaakov, he says, Papa, can I ask you something? And he says, why you love Yosef more? Because you love Rachel more. So, Papa, you know, you got married to Leah, Lila, Zilpa. So, I mean, Joseph is a genius. Okay, so I wasn't born a genius. Joseph was not genius because he did it. He was born a genius. I'm not born a genius. So therefore, you love Yosef more. So talk to your father. So that's a reason to hate Yosef. I don't really hate Yosef. Behold the Baruch Shalom, the Gemara says, Yosef in the morning gets up and he sings. And he sings and says, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. And the brothers ignore him. He talks to them, like talks to the wall. Talk to the wall. He says, why you don't answer me? I don't see. Who are you? I don't know. I don't know if I'm Adam. I don't know. Who are you? What do you mean? You don't know me? I'm a brother. I don't know. So then the Gemara says at least they're not one in the mouth, one in the heart. If sometimes you have a person smiles to you and in his heart he wants to kill you. That's what the Gemara says. That means it seems at least they're honest, you know. They show him what they think, that he should be careful from them. So Yosef has a dream. Has a dream. He goes to the brother and says, I got a dream. So again, before he had a dream, Torah says, but see for a sort of already hate him more. I said, I didn't tell you nothing. He walks over to the guy and says, listen, I got a dream. And he says, I hate you more. So why hate me more? Maybe I have the numbers of the lotto. Maybe a good dream about you. You should sell all your stocks. Sell all your real estate. It's going to be a new currency. It's called Amero. A valuation of the dollar. I didn't know I was going to tell you. You heard about Amero? No. So tell this guy what I tell you now. Might be a new currency in America. The name of the currency is going to be Amero. And the valuation of the dollar, 30%. Don't say I didn't say that. So before Yosef said what he dreamt, he already he says, I got a dream. So all the brothers says, boo. He said, what boo? Let me hear what you got to say. Not only they say boo, they say, we hate you more. You hate me more because I got a dream. Before you hated me because my father loved me more. Now you hate me because I got a dream. That's also a reason to hate somebody. By the way, he says, well, let me tell you what the dream is. I don't know why they listen, but they listen. I mean, He says, I saw in a dream that we're in the field and we collect wheat and we make stalks of wheat and my stalk standing up and your stalk bow down to my stalk. So what are you trying to tell them? Trying to tell them that you're going to be the king and they're going to be the slaves. I said, those people hate you with a passion. Those people don't say hello to you. Can you imagine you go, the person on the street hates you. He can't say hello to you. He says, excuse me, sir. He says, I want to tell you something. I got a dream last night that you bow down to me. Then there's a guy will throw a shoe on you. Or we'll call a doctor. If you tell it to a normal person, he'll laugh at you. But if you tell it to someone that doesn't say hello to you and ignores you and he hates you, you tell him that you're dreaming about down to you. Are you thinking they're going to believe you? I don't know why the brothers even answer him. The Torah is going to tell you what the brother said. If I would be the brother, I would walk away. I said, Refuah Shlema, Refuah Shlema, Refuah Shlema, Shalom Aleichem. Next time you talk to me, I call the police. In America, it's called order of protection. In 5 minutes, you get rid of him. Let me be shooting him. Instead, answer him, are you thinking you're going to rule us? What do you mean, you think? That's what he tells you. So what do you think? You think? Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So what did he answer him? He just said, you know, go to the other side of the, go to India. But you don't tell him, what do you think? You're going to rule me? Yeah, that's what I told you. I was in a dream where I was in the field and you bowed out to me. So what do you mean? I'm going, yes, I am, yes, yes. So why do you answer him? What do you tell him in that sentence? I see what's going on. They hate him even more now. They hate him even more. How much pounds of hatred you have in your heart? You hate for somebody more and more and more. How much? This is a measurement for this. This is a scale for that. What does it mean? The chalom of chalom acher, it's not enough. Says the machlokes, when did he have it? Another dream, I suppose, to lecha, also in a memory. This is the man, you know. I don't know what he was. Yosef is naive, or I don't know what to call him. I said, why do you walk to them? They hate you more, and you go approach them again, you know, I already told it, I got another dream, he says, enough already with you, stay away from them. You don't see, they hate you, they don't say hello to you. Again, he doesn't tell a dream to them. He goes to them, I got another dream. Halamti chalom odin yashim yishvayar hadas chalom yishachabim, he says, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to me. He says, you know, over here, you know, clearly, it's not only the brothers, not only the six brothers, now it was the older brothers, even Binyamin, everybody, and his father and his mother. I says, shame on you, Mr. Yosef. Shame on you. This is the biggest embarrassment. He goes to Yaakov and says, you know, I had a dream that you bow down to me. He says, your father. It's your father. Even if you had a dream like this, you need a psychiatrist. But you go and tell it to your father? You go and say, father, I had a dream that you kiss my feet. You kiss my shoes. You brush my shoes. See, you go tell it to your father. And that is happened, it's a bad dream. It's a bad dream. Says, Rabbi Shamarat Adabar, the Gemara says, yeah, Yaakov, wait to see it. What do you mean you wait to see it? What do you mean you wait to see it? You want to see that you want to bow down to yourself? It's according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a sin. It's a major sin. It's a major sin. The Shulchan Aruch brings, you know, Maran Gutenberg, was the chief about 800 years ago, the chief. So he was the head in Europe, the head. But his father was not as big as him. Regular, but much lower level than him. They say, this guy, the father knew who is his son. Yeah. That's like the chief. You know, for example, now the generation of Abadia. Yeah, his father was at the store in Machne Yehuda, you know, he used to sell. He was not the chief. Abadia is the biggest, yeah? So this Maharam Gutenberg always try not to go with his father, because he didn't want his father to stand up for him. So it's my father. And I know I'm the chief, you know, but you know, so, but he's my father. I have to respect my father. I don't want my father to respect me. So he always try to hide that his father should not be able to give him respect. So, but definitely you can come to your father and tell him, listen, I've got a dream that you bow down to me. That's the biggest embarrassment. That's unbelievable. He can get worse than that. Oh, this is a right person? I don't know what it is. I mean, this is number one respect to your father. Don't tell your father, I had a dream that you bow down to him. What's the matter with you? Sentence 12, with your permission, may I call Rav the Chodot Sun Navim Bishchem, he says, the brothers went to Shchem, and Mitzvah Yosef, and Lachif, and Mishon Nechav, and Shachachar, and Elo Yineli, he says, please go see your brothers, and Lech Nareet, Shom Achim, Shom Achim, Shom Achim, Shom Achim, please go and check your brothers, and what's going on with the sheep, and come back and tell me what's going on, Mishchem, and Mishchem, and Mishchem, and Mishchem, and so he says, and so he says, and so he says, he meets an angel, it's Gabriel, and the angel asked him, what are you looking for? So I'm going to make a case. I'm looking for my brothers. I'm going to make a case. The Gemara says, the angel tells him, you know, happen to be that your brothers are not here, but let me tell you something. I heard that those are your brothers, they're planning to kill you. Can you imagine? You want to kill him? For what do you want to kill him? What do you want to kill him for? Because he has dreams. Already the planning so-called a death penalty for Yosef. Shimon tells Levi, says this is the dreamer here. Let's kill him. We're going to throw his body at one of the pits over here. It says an animal, a beast, ate him up. Very, very strange, you know? Very strange. So why do you want to kill him? If I want to kill him, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, the brothers. It's our grandparents, it's not a joke. Because his father loves him, because he's a dreamer. You want to kill the person? Don't kill him. Please throw him into the pit. They want to save him. Yikla Shabbat Yosef and Achav, Yishul Tzim 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 So they're going to have so-called a party, and they picked up their eyes and they see Arabs are coming from Syria. And they have camels, but the camels, instead, the regular merchandise what those Arabs carry, that in those days as well, so the Gemara used to do business with kerosene, with gas, with oil. Now they carry perfume. And you call perfume? Chanel 5. Chanel 5. Says the Gemara, what's the problem exactly? They never deal with that. Says Yosef is a tzaddik, and Hashem does not want this tzaddik to smell kerosene gas. So therefore, they're going to have spices, they're going to have perfume, and they're going to take him to Egypt on a camel, and the whole way to Egypt, he will smell Chanel 5. I said, okay, I don't understand. So, Hashem does not want Yosef to smell paraffin, kerosene. Okay, I don't know how much you smell when you go in an open area. I know if you're in a room and you have a can of kerosene, it smells. But maybe it does. Okay, so Hashem doesn't want Yosef to smell. Okay, but you don't have to have spices. It's not a wedding. I said, you know what? They'll carry wheat, barley, gold, diamonds, or just, you know, nothing, they went on a trip. Hashem can fix everything. So the Gemara says, no, the Torah emphasizes that those Arabs that are going to take Yosef and bring him to Egypt, it says, what they have, the load, is perfume, psalmim, spices, Yosef should smell. Imi Yudai Lachad, we just said, why do you want to kill him? Sell him. I said, excuse me, Mr. Yuda. He said, 5 minutes ago, you wanted to kill him, together with Shimon and Levi. Then the woman came and said, you know what, throw me to the pit. He said, okay, let him die in the pit. All of a sudden, he wants to sell him. Why do you want to sell him? He deserves death. Kill him. He doesn't deserve death. Why do you want to kill him? So then the woman said, okay, throw him in the pit. He said, no, pick him up from the pit, sell him. Why are you selling him? Leave him in the pit. What happened now? We change your mind? Because that fell into the Arabs, and then he rose. You shouldn't touch him, you shouldn't harm him. He's our brothers, And 2 minutes ago, he wasn't your brother. He wanted to kill him. No, he wasn't your brother. He just became your brother now, with Arab skin. All of a sudden, all the brothers agreed. I said, what happened? 5 minutes ago, he wanted to kill him. Levi wanted actually to kill him. I said, no, woman convinced, don't kill him. I said, no, okay, I've been convinced. You think, you know, this is a business deal. The Gemara forget about it. They picked up Yosef from the pit, and his complexion is green, because he was next to the snakes and the scorpions, he's all pale. So they picked him up. So, who is this? So the brothers came, it's our slave, we want to sell him. So the Arab said, sell him. Look at him, he's worthless. Look at his face, he's empty, he's green. I said, he's green. He's green, you don't buy it. He says, how much is it? We sell it for you for cheap, we have a discount. I said, what is this? I says, 20 shekel. 20 shekel. Each one got 2 shekel, and when they went to the mall, they bought shoes. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the idea? I don't understand the idea over here. What's the idea? First you want to kill him. Then you throw him in the pit. Now you said you want to sell him. Sell him. Sell him for what? For nothing. For peanuts. So what's the idea over here? Okay. Ready? Ready? Yeah? Ari says like this. Every day, when we pray Shmona Esrei, say Shulchan Aruch, there's the first 3 brachot in Shmona Esrei, and the last brachot of Shmona Esrei, you may not ask anything. The first 3 brachot, until Akel HaKadosh, is so-called when you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ultimate, all the time, when you want to ask Hashem something, the proper thing is first to praise Hashem. By praising Hashem, not Hashem needs you praise. But when by praising Hashem, it means that you so-called feel you low and low and you're very humble. You feel like a slave, you see. You feel like you're down to earth like a poor person. Because you say, Hashem, you do this, you do this, you do this. It means I don't do this, I don't do this. It means you fall, you go down and down and down. Because I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depth, from underneath. Then Hashem is going to listen to you. Then you have the request. This is the Shmoneh Esrei that we have from Atah Honin till Shomei Atfilah. A personal request after you praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the last 3 brachot, let's say, until the Nosem Vachtim Eskola B'Shalom, the last 3 brachot is so-called that they say goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore the Gemara says the first 3 brachot until HaKadosh, you should not say anything personal, as well as the last 3 brachot, don't say anything. Of course, the last bracha, Nesim Shalom Tuma Bracha, it's okay. Sometimes we say, Barachel, Marvinu, Kulanu Kechad Bo Panecha, I say, please bless us with the light of your face. It's Kibo Panecha Nataranu, Tara Bechaim, Abba Bechetet, Baka Bechamim, Baka Bechalom, no, no, no. So you're not supposed to ask anything, you do ask. So he says the following, he says, you have requests and you pray for Hashem, you know, I need Rufa Shlema, I need Baruch Aleinu, I need Parnasa, I need rain. By the way, I don't know if you know, in Israel the Kinneret is 25 feet lower than what's supposed to be. And there's no rain in the site, 70 degrees, 75 degrees every day. Every day. There's no water whatsoever. Yeah, Mamelach, huh?
All the religious, I want to pray.
Yeah. Fine, Joe. 25 feet lower. There are almost no Kinneret, there's almost no Yamamela. 20,
that's not the same.
That's from, maybe that is being water from the Jordan. So Ari says the following, you say you pray for rain, you pray for Parnasa, you pray for Rosh Hashanah. He says maybe Hashem will give it to you, maybe Hashem will give it to you. But Hashem will give it to you easily if you follow the instructions. So what is the instructions? He says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon and he was lying on the floor, says the Gemara, the angels looked downstairs and they said, this is God downstairs. And they wanted to worship, to bow down to Adam HaRishon while he was lying like a dead person on the floor. Hashem told angels, no, 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 I am here. This is my creature downstairs. Don't bow down to her. So the Ari says, well, understand that angel, it's an angel. Angel is not a regular energy. You know, you think Hashem is down there lying on the, you see somebody lying on the floor. So the Gemara says, Ariel says, the Gemara says, after the Romans destroy Beit HaMikdash and destroy all the Eretz Israel, they, So Chachamim tried to figure out where are the graves of our forefathers. One Chacham, his name was Rabbi Na, he used to go all around Eretz Israel. I used to go and look around and try to start digging and to find bones, and you used to put a monument over there, over here is this guy, over here this guy. By the way, all the graves that we have today is from Ari. So what we have today, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you have this Tana, that's all Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's all Ari, used to go with a stick, and he used to tell his Talmidim, Abchaim Mishra Talmidim over here, is Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, over here, Rabbi Zabar Elai, over here, Abai, over here, Rabba. He went with a stick, all over. Then some Chachamim said it's not 100%, because who knows if the Talmidim pinpoint in the same time, or who knows if somebody did not come back and move the stone a little bit. By the way, it's off the record, but I tell you now, Some smart people decided to dig under Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's grave, and they found a lot of bones over there. So it means it's not just Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai there. It means like it's some other people as well. Again, it doesn't mean Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not there. But what we thought until today that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the dug underneath all day on the bottom. I don't know how they got there, and they started to dig. They found a lot of bones around it. So anyway, this Chacham Rav Bina, he used to go all around Eretz Israel and he used to dig and to try to find the graves of all the Chachamim, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He got to Marat HaMachpelah, he got to Hebron, he started to dig. The place he thought that this is Marat HaMachpelah, he started to dig. All of a sudden, he hit so-called light coming out from the earth, from the ground. And this was the hill of Adam HaRishon. Says the Gemara, the heel of Adam HaRishon had more light than the sun has. So I want to explain to you something. Beauty in the Torah is not the feature. It's not the feature. Even though the Trachin is beautiful and yourself is handsome, the same statement. The Torah talks about Rachel, the Torah will tell you this parasha, Yosef HaYafetol Femayot is also very handsome. It says, handsome and pretty in the Torah mainly is the glory. It's not how your nose is small, or your teeth are this, or your ears are like that, or what you have in your mouth, the shape means nothing. It says, when you look at a person, is a certain glory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Adam HaRishon, and that is so-called its covers. When the angels look downstairs, they didn't see this so-called dead man, Adam HaRishon, lies over there on the ground. They saw so-called the glory. They saw glory to the dead God, that's a glory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, with his humbleness, gave from his glory to Adam HaRishon, and that glory is what the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu looks like Adam HaRishon. It is not that Yaakov, the Gemara says, until Yaakov, nobody looks like Adam HaRishon. But it is not even Yaakov that looks like Adam HaRishon. It's not the face. It's the glory. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, the glory. And that's the same glory Rachel had. And that's the secret of Jesus. When Yaakov sees Rachel, the Torah says, you know, Rachel is beautiful. So this old man, 77 years old man, when he sees that girl, 15 years old, he says, ah, I love you. I says, old man, every old man loves 15 year old girl. So what's the matter with you? The Gemara says, it's a major sin. It's a major sin. When you're 77, you're going to marry a girl 15 years old. Even in America, you go to jail for this. He says, no, it's the glory. Not I love Rachel. Shame on us, son, he says, to think that Yaakov is going to love Rachel because she's beautiful. No. Let me explain to you something. Yaakov is the only one that has the glory of Adam HaRishon. It means until Yaakov, nobody has this light from his face. Yaakov is the first one. The second one is Rachel. From them comes a product that's called Yosef, Given Skunim Olo, Zili Kunin Domelo. So Yitzchak looks like Abraham, identical, Hashem made it on purpose, that people should not take counsel from Abimelech. Yosef looks like Yaakov, but not so-called the features of the face. The glory of Yosef. Because Yosef comes from the father and the mother. They both have the same glory, even though Binyamin also comes. But he, again, Binyamin had some kind of glory, but not the same as Yosef. Yosef got it first. Yosef is the only one, and then in Talmud Gemara, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan had it, Rav Kana, and some Chachamim had it in Talmud Gemara, the same glory. Because this is the glory of Adam Rishon. And that is really the story why Yaakov Ari said wants to marry Rachel. And that's really the story why Yaakov loves Yosef. And the reason he loves him so much is not because he loves him because he's smart, because he's the youngest. No, nothing about this. Yaakov looks in the mirror together with Yosef and says, oh, look, shines for you. The Gemara says, by the way, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzhak Gadol, Rabbi Kiva's rabbi, he used to teach the students at night. They didn't need candles. He said he had so much glory in his face that was light in the room. That's the Gemara Yerushalayim discuss. This wasn't the glory of Adam Rishon, but again, after Rabbi Ezer HaGadol, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, was on Chacham Zemz Rabbi Yochanan, he had the same glory of Yaakov Avinu on his face. I said, that's the secret. That glory, of course, Am Yisrael got. Then we got the Torah and we lost it after the golden calf, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu had, and this is why he had to put the mask. That even Aaron and all the Am Yisrael were afraid to look at Moshe's face because he had glory from his face. By the way, the Gemara says Elisha and Levi had the same glory, almost the same, not exactly, but almost the same glory. And that's really the story over here. And that's how the Torah started, she says, Shav Eish Yaakov is going with Knaan, as you should know, Yaakov dwells over there, excuse me, in the place of Yitzchak, in Eretz Knaan, because Aaron says you should know Yitzchak Avinu as a spark from Adam HaRishon, exactly like Adam HaRishon, and Yaakov joined him. And he lived in Eretz Israel, this is the place that Adam HaRishon was created, and then they told Yaakov Yosef, he said, you should know, if someone is going to ask you in the so-called, you want to make a passport, he says, Mr. Yaakov, how many children you have? He says, I got only one. His name is Joe. I said, what about the rest? No, they don't look like me. They don't look like you. You don't understand. He on this world, you know, the Kadosh created this world, he created this world with his glory. And this glory, Hashem gave it to me, and this is my son. And this is, that's the only one that really I consider my son, because that's the purpose. Not because he is smarter or he is more handsome. It says, this is the achievement, this is the goal of this world, you should have it on your face. And now he says, that's what we say three times a day. And that's the most important thing in Shemona Esrei. People think, you know, they say, Baruch Aleinu, Refaenu. He says, this is the most important thing is Sim Shalom. It says, Sim Shalom, you have peace. So if you have peace, then Baruchenu, Avinu, Kulanu, Ke'erad, Yachad, Yad Yachad, Be'o Panecha. Please bless us, all of us, Sim Shalom, all of us, with that glory. I said, Yosef had this glory, his brothers don't have this glory. I said, Shemona Esrei, and he said, the last thing you say, Sim Shalom, Iman Shalom. But when you say, Lech Dabur Shalom, the brothers don't say hello to Yosef. So you know why. But in the meantime, you should know, he says, don't ignore Sim Shalom. In a way, it's the most important part. He said, you say it yourself. He says, with the glory of the face, please give me from your glory. He says, but why is this glory? Because of this glory, life, everything is because of the glory. The glory gives you everything. And that's what Israel says, it's not something that you ask. It's not something, this is so-called, was the goal of this creation. So when Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, he gave him his glory. And that's why the angels thought that this is God. So before you depart, before you say shalom, before you go back to Makadim, I want to tell you something. He said, I did ask from you certain things, you know, in Shmones, Ratachonin, Barhalenu, Refaenu. I want to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know what I really need. I need the glory. If you say you need the glory, Hashem said, okay, so if you need the glory, of course, a sick man doesn't have glory. Of course, if somebody has no panasah, doesn't have glory. Therefore, Hashem has to give you panasah, Hashem has to give you light, Hashem has to give you everything, because everything is in the glory. So what do you mean you want glory? He says, because Hashem, you gave glory to Adam HaRishon, Hashem gave glory to Yaakov, Hashem gave glory to Yosef. He says, I would like the glory because that's what you want to give me. He says, if you want to give me glory, it means I cannot be sick, and then I cannot lose all my money in the stock market, because then you know, I go with my face down, I have no glory. Therefore, he says that Yosef goes to his father, he says, I won't tell his father, I'm sorry to tell you that. I don't know if I'm humble enough or not, but I look at the six brothers that I have, and I look at them, the face is green. You don't have it. This is the Gemara, by the way, all this says, by the way, that's what the Gemara says, that Esther was really not as pretty as we think she was, but she did have this glory on her face. But the Gemara uses the word Esther Yirakoketaita, Esther was green. Yosef goes to his father and says, let me tell you something, my father. I'm not telling my brother what to do. It's not my business. You know, the big Talmid Chachamim says, the Gemara, I'm ready to share with you. He says, I know you have this, Issachar is the smartest, and Yehuda, they all know what they're doing. He says, I see certain things what they do. He says, not because I come and tell you. It's not my business. If it were my business, I will go to them. They know what they do. I don't know why they do it. It's not my business. But I can tell you one thing. I look at my brothers and sisters and I see the face is green. It means they have no glory. So I think the reason why they don't have glory is because that's number one. That says if you ate a piece of meat while the animal is not dead, that it means that you cannot control your desire. If you don't control your desire, the glory goes out. So that's what happened to Adam HaRishon. Could not control his desire, his glory ran away. It says, by the way, also, it says if you embarrass somebody and he so-called he becomes white, he becomes pale, you lose your glory. So maybe that's why they lose the glory, because they call the other brother says. By the way, says Ari, you should know the glory that you have, it comes from your eyes. So somebody's going to ask you, how did Yosef get this glory? Says the Gemara, Yosef, but not Adal Eshu, when Yosef became the king in Egypt, all the girls were standing half naked on the walls over there, and Yosef did not look at any of them. Therefore, Ben Pratis about Ayin says you have no Ayin Ara. And there's a special sentence if you're afraid somebody gives you Ayin Ara, it says you say, Ben Prat, you say Ben Prat Ayin. It says, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I don't want to have Ayin Ara, because Yaakov told Yosef no Ayin Ara. And he says, it's true, but you have to also to compare with what Yosef did. It says Yosef did not look at any girl. So you don't look at any girl, then you get the glory. So because the glory comes from inside your eye, and that glory comes from your eye on your face. I says the Yosef to his father, I'm sorry to tell you that. If the first two reasons were not enough, now I have to another reason. They go out to the malls and look at the girls. Look at the girls, look at them. Look at the face of them. They all look great. I says there's no glory in this. Therefore, Yosef, as he says, went to his father and told him not because he wanted just to say Rosh Hashanah, it's because he wanted to explain to his father. Listen, if that is the goal of life, that everybody should have glory, he says, that's what they do. Maybe that's why they don't have glory. But of course, Ariel says, still the Gemara says he had inside himself something against them. So therefore, it's not considered 100% of Shem Shamayim. As the Torah says, even though it was true, it's Lashon Hara, because you should not have said it, it's not your business. And if you said it, must be that you're inside yourself, you hate them, and so-called this is, I'm the son of Rachel, they're the children of Leah, there's some kind of maybe race or some kind of jealousy between them. It's hard to know the truth, but that's what the Torah says. And therefore, when the brother sees the Yaakov that he loves Yosef so much, they hate Yosef. It says because they realize that Yosef look at them down. Says my father loves you, so we understand why. I says Kiven Skunimulo. I says because you have this glory. I says you have no glory. So you hate you because you are the one. And by the way, Adam Rishon had his glory, and he lost his glory when he said Lashon Hara about his wife. When Hashem asked him why did you eat from the tree, he blamed his wife, and that's when he lost the glory. I says not only that, I says Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon that in the minute that you eat from the tree you die. I says you know why you're gonna die, because you're gonna say Lashon Hara about your wife. And you say Lashon Hara about your wife, if you say Lashon Hara, you're supposed to die. Then David HaMelech says the Gemara Kato Meloshni Baset Yeru Oto Atmit. He says Lashon Hara is a reason for you to be killed. So the brothers hate him and they don't want to kill him. Yes, I said, listen, I want to tell you something. I had a dream. So comes out, he says like this. The Gemara says a person who wakes up in the morning had no dreams, something is wrong with him. If a few days the Gemara says you didn't have any dreams, something is wrong with you. He says, I don't dream. You know, I have no dreams. He says, bad news. Bad news. He says, why? Because a dream comes so-called from the eye. And if you don't have any dreams, it means you have no connection. No connection to the glory. Zero connection. The minute you have a dream, it means you have a connection. Zarin says that Yosef comes to his brother and says, hey, hold it. I know you don't say hello to me. I don't want to tell you something. I have dreams. Do you have any dreams? I got a dream. You don't dream. You know why? Because I have glory, you have no glory. But he says, oh, okay, let me hear what you dream. What did you dream? I said, I dreamt that I was in the field. He says, what are you talking about? That dream that you dreamt, that you so-called rulers, it's nonsense. It's not called a dream. So next thing is another dream. And I said, let me tell you something. I had another dream. So okay, let me hear what you got now. I said, the same thing almost. He says, but I want to explain to you something. Now I dream that my father bowed down to me. Now you cannot tell me that I have no dream. Since you can say, you know, that I dream that you bow down to me is because you hate me and you don't pay attention to me and so-called it was my complex or so-called it's my way out, my exit, and therefore I dream that you bow down to me. But you cannot tell me that I dream that my father and my mother, they bow down to me. He goes to his father. He says, you want to know something? I dream that you bow down to me. So what are you trying to tell your father? So he says it's called, this is one person we call Yosef a tzaddik. We don't say Yaakov a tzaddik. Today everybody is a tzaddik. But in those days, only it was Yosef a tzaddik. I said, what Yosef a tzaddik? I said, we know the information that we know about Yosef. I said, he didn't look at any girls. Therefore he had this glory in his face. This is what it means is that when Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, what it means is that Yaakov agrees that this is how you watch your glory. By the way, Ariel says, even though Yaakov had the glory of Adam HaRishon, he was not as he's supposed to be. So when Yaakov had a dream about the ladder in Parashat Vayetzeh, the Malach Elohim Olim Yodim Bo, the Gemara says the angels came down and wanted to kill Yaakov. He says, you don't have the right glory 100% the way your picture is in the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem Yitzhavala, Hashem stands up of that to so-called to protect Yaakov. And I just want to kill Yaakov. He says, you don't look the same. So I says, you don't look the same because the way he told his father, his Esav, he took the Barachot, this way the Zohar says, and Yaakov did not do it right. And we suffer today because Yaakov cheated his father, that's what the Zohar says. So therefore, Yosef comes and he says, listen, I want to do it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not afraid of you, I'm going to tell you that you should be about to meet together with my father. It means this is my way. This is the way you go to the mall and you look over there. This is why you have no glory. So if you have no glory, it means you can have everything. It's not only that you don't fulfill the so-called obligation and the goal of this world, it's just that you're not going to have anything. It's just constantly going to have problems in your life. So the Torah that Yosef goes and he looks for his brothers and the angel tells him, listen, your brother is planning to kill you. He says, he goes over there and they really want to kill him. He says, they really want to kill him. He says, because again, he puts them down all the time and so-called he is going to lose it because he speaks Lashon Hara. So first they want to kill him. Then the Reuven wants to save him. And then Ariel says, the Zohar says that Yaakov, because of his purity, when Yaakov was walking on the street, he smelled like spices, like perfume. Says the Zohar, as well as Yosef. Says Ari, look what happened. He says, when all ready to get rid of Yosef in a bad way, all of a sudden they see the Arabs coming. And the Arabs carry all sorts of spices. So how come they carry spices? Usually they carry kerosene, paraffin, all this smell that the horrible smells. So Hashem made it on purpose. He says, what do you smell now? I smell the same smell that Yaakov smells. I smell the same smell that Yosef smells. And so that's a message from God. He says, get him out, sell him. Don't kill him. He says, we got a message that the spices came, the smell came. He says, this is that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciate him. When we appreciate him, he says, you know what? Just sell him. Gone. He says, what? He says, look. He picked him up from the pit. The Gemara says Yosef was all green. He had no complexion, I says, of course, it's a Gemara, he lost the complexion because he got scared from all the snakes and the scorpions there in the pit. But the brothers, when they picked him up, they said, let's tell him, because he doesn't have this complexion anyway right now. But we're not going to kill him because of those spices that he smelled like those spices, like Yaakov smells those spices. As Dari says, it's the message before Hanukkah. I says before Hanukkah, Pashat Hashem always comes the Shabbat before Hanukkah, or on Shabbat Hanukkah. This is what the Maccabim achieves really, they brought back that glory, that's what it is. That's why Hashem made the miracle with the oil, with the menorah, because the menorah was a tool to get the glory. And the Maccabim, that's what they really did. And that's what the Gemara says, that Hanukkah is a very big thing, that if someone does not have the ability to light Hanukkah candle for any reason, and he walks on the street and he sees a menorah that somebody did light, is he should say a bracha, she sends him Navatenu. It's the second bracha. In the first day she says Shekhinah as well. He says, but you did not do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for you to light. It's true. But the special mitzvah when you look at the candles. So he says, all the Chachamim say, this is the special power in the candles of Hanukkah. You should not light and walk away from it. You should say this to the menorah, you should watch the light of the candles, because that light has some kind of connection to the light of the menorah, that light has a connection to the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the celebration of Hanukkah. He says it's not the so-called the Yortzeit of the menorah, the Yortzeit of the Maccabim. It's so-called the Yortzeit of the glory, that the Maccabim were able to bring back the glory to Am Yisrael. I says that's something that we lost in the first Betamigdash, the second Betamigdash. Because this is why Hanukkah is the last holiday. The last holiday, Gemara says, can be no more holidays until Mashiach will come. Hanukkah is the last one. That is why Hanukkah is the last one, because Hanukkah closes the circle. All the Chagim from all the Moadim that you have, that you get something of some kind of glory on your face, is Hanukkah is the complete glory what original Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give. And that glory is what we pray every day in Shmoneh Esrei, three times. This is Opanecha, the light of Hashem, the glory of Hashem. Now he says that the Hanukkah is the biggest Chag. It's the biggest holiday. So therefore, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says it's not Hanukkah party. Now, Hanukkah party is not necessarily Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a miracle of glory that we got back. That Hashem granted us with the glory. If it is glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, bring Mashiach Bar Menon. Thank you.